November is National Adoption Month. It's a month set aside to raise awareness about the urgent need for adoptive families for children and youth in foster care. Holly Geyer from North Homes Children and Family Services recently received the Distinguished Service Award from Minnesota Adopt and the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Holly Geyer joins us now. Holly, thanks for talking with us today.
Well, thank you for including us.
You're welcome. So what is North Homes and who do you serve?
Well, North Homes is a nonprofit agency that provides a continuum of services to families and children throughout the state of Minnesota. We have main offices are located in Duluth, Grand Rapids, and Bemidji. And in 1997, we added the Minnesota Waiting Children Adoption Program. The purpose of that program is to find forever families for children under state and tribal guardianship. And the program is funded by a grant with the state of Minnesota, which allows North Homes to provide those adoptive services to families at little to no cost.
Tell us about the need for adoptive parents.
You know, John, there's always a need for parents. Currently, over 900 Minnesota youth are in need of an adoptive family, and there are over 9,000 youth in foster care on any given day. To date, in 2019, we have finalized 39 adoptions. I said to date, in 2019, we have finalized 39 adoptions.
39 adoptions, wow. Mm-hmm.
Are there a lot of other organizations that do what you do at North Homes?
Well, the Minnesota Waiting Program, we're one of five agencies that received the grant from the state of Minnesota.
So the kids who are waiting to be placed to be adopted, is it all ages of kids?
Well, we provide various services for youth 0 to 18, and if needed, additional services to youth up to age 21. But for the most part, these children are school age. Some have physical, mental, or emotional disabilities. They may be siblings who want to stay together. Many are children of color, and nearly all have experienced some degree of neglect or abuse. Even though these children have a wide range of special needs and special gifts, they have one thing in common. They all need a family who will love them unconditionally.
So what's the process? If somebody's a parent is interested in being a parent, what's that process like?
Well, of course, that biggest step is to make that first call. But prior to beginning the adoption process, families wanting to pursue a Minnesota waiting child must attend a 2-day pre-adopt training and complete state licensing requirements. Our licensors and caseworkers provide ongoing support throughout the process. And for further information, you can call our office or visit our website. A licensor will contact the family and explain the process and answer any questions they may have.
We're talking with Holly Geyer. She's from North Homes Children and Family Services with offices in Duluth and Grand Rapids and Bemidji. Holly, adoption is your career, your vocation, but it's important to you personally. Will you tell us about your story?
Yes. In 1958, I was adopted into a very loving family that included grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. And a few years later, my younger brother, Mike, joined us. He and I share the same birth mom. And about a year ago, we found we have older brothers and sisters. And there's a possibility that we might even have a younger sister out there. Over the last year, I have had several phone calls with one of the older brothers. His name is Mark, and he lives in Ohio. And this past summer, my husband and I spent a few days with Mark and his wife, Lizette. We went up into the Two Harbors area. Prior to the visit, I mean, I was terribly anxious. When you think about it, here we were now 60 and 64. We're completely strangers. And all I could think about was what would we talk about? A few minutes into our visit, my anxiousness really subsided. We talked endlessly. And even at times, we were finishing each other's thoughts. Our meeting was a mix of emotions for me. Growing up believing it had just been Mike and me, and then decades later to meet another brother has given me kind of a different insight into sibling relationships. I've been in contact with one of our older sisters as well, and she lives in the Minneapolis area, and I'm hoping to meet her soon.
Wow.
You know, throughout the 18 years that I've been with North Homes, I've been privileged to work with a lot of families and youth and have been part of their story. And I just can't help but reflect on how different my own story would have been had my mom and dad not made that call to learn more about adoption.
Yeah. So how did you find these new siblings of yours?
Well, we had gone through Ancestry. Okay. I had purchased an Ancestry kit, and my and then I bought one for Mike. And I was on Ancestry one night, and they had them kind of grouped by family and stuff. And I got talking to this fella and just texting with him. And I knew the name of one of our older sisters, the one that's in the city, and her name was also in the same area. And he said his children had bought him this kit, and he was looking for a sister. And after Mike did his kit, and Mike popped up in the same spot, I texted him, and I just simply said, "I think that we're your brother and sister." And he sent a picture, and it is the spitting image of my younger brother. And the story just kind of goes from there. When I talked to Gail also, we kind of compared stories. She didn't know anything about us, and my mom and dad had told us that. But when we compared health stories, we knew at the end that we had the right family.
So your brother that you met, I don't know, did you say up in Two Harbors? If you'd have walked by him on the street or been in a restaurant and he was sitting at a table next to you, would you have gone like,
No, I don't know if I would have, John. I've been raised believing that I didn't have brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
You know, and it wasn't until we did the Ancestry. We were actually looking for the younger sister. My dad had told me that there could have been a younger he had told me that there might have been a younger sister, so then I decided to look for her. And so we were shocked when we found... And then we knew about the three older ones, but we had no idea about him.
Wow.
And then there was a journal that a cousin that I have connected with, she has a journal that her mother, who would be the sister-in-law to our birth mother, had. And she talked right in the journal about the day Mark was born, the day I was born.
Huh. Wow.
You know, so pieces, it was just like we knew that we had the right family.
Yeah. So, Holly, you said earlier that the first step is making that phone call. I wonder if you would just remind us again of the need for people to come forward as adoptive parents or foster parents.
Well, like I said, we are always in need of parents with that many kids sitting out there looking for families. We need those calls in. And we're always willing to talk to somebody, and our licensors are there to talk to and answer questions. But, I mean, I just can't implore enough how important it is that you call in.
Does the process take a long time?
You know, John, it can, depending. It's all depending on a lot of different variables. You think about each one is so different. Paper alone sometimes can, depending on how long it takes a family to return paperwork. You know, when you complete paperwork and you get in, and you also have background studies, they take a different amount of time. Matching processes can be different depending on what the family is looking for. If families are looking for, you know, want certain children, you know, a certain age, you know, maybe a certain anything like that, it could take longer than that. But it depends on how open you are.
Yeah.
Needs, you know, the kids' needs.
Yeah, for sure.
It's Holly Geyer from North Holmes. Well, thanks so much for talking with us today. We sure appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome. If you want more information on North Holmes, you can go to their website. It has a link to everything there at northholmesinc.org, or give us a call. We can get you the phone number as well, 800-662-5799.